It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Dan Strauss and Ian Geitz are here with me in the studio. And it's time for you to get in here and be a part of the show. It is the most fun you can have with your radio on. It's a little thing we call the Harris Challenge. And if you have not played so far this year, here's your chance to get in now at 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. If you're a first-time listener, welcome to the show. We're glad to have you. Here's how the Harris Challenge works. Each of our contestants will choose a category. Inside that category will be five questions, a one-pointer, a two-pointer, a three-pointer, a four-pointer, or a five-pointer. They'll have a minute to answer those five questions. And we will give them points for each correct answer. If they get at least half of the points available to them, we round it up to eight because it's 15 total. If they get 8 points or better, they win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for them by this guy.
Yay! The Prize Man!
All right, Paul, we have one dozen free donuts.
Donuts.
From the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
With two locations. One in Florissant and one in Cottleville.
When are you bringing us some donuts?
Ooh, I'll have to bring some in next week.
You said that last week.
I know. I forgot to go by there this week.
Liar, liar, pins and fire.
How about from Peroni's Pizzeria, we have a gift card. They have three locations. They have one location in Florissant, one in O'Fallon at M&P, and in St. Peter's at Highway 70 and 79. Or from Werenberg Theater, we have movie passes for you. We'll let you choose a few movies to pick from.
Okay, and if you get all the questions right for the full 15 points, we have this bonus prize.
That's right. For the clean sweep, you get a gift certificate to Candici's Italian Restaurant and Bar at Holloway and Manchester, right there in Baldwin. Candici's offers dine-in, carry-out, catering, and now pizza delivery. Go to candicis.net.
Okay, so let's meet our first contestant for the Harris Challenge today. It's GW. Welcome to the show, GW.
Hey, guys. How you doing? AM and PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. We appreciate that. And just for being on the show, you get the unique broadcast opportunity known as the five-second cheap plug opportunity. If you've used it for commercial endorsement purposes, go ahead and earn your money. Or if not, shout out to the family and friends or your boss. Go ahead.
Oh, God, not the boss. the wife and family and the grandson and everybody. Yep, it's all good.
All right, GW, let's turn on the semi-random category computer. See what comes spilling out of there for the challenge today. First category is always, have you been paying attention? Then category two, because Monday is going to be a leap day, the category is called Leap This. Or you can have Not Gonna Win an Oscar. Which one would you like?
Category one, I suppose.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock, GW. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which TV show's fictional president had his painting hung in the National Portrait Gallery this week?
Yes.
In what state were three people killed and 14 wounded by a gunman yesterday?
Oh, that was in Kansas.
Correct. What state's governor has told President Obama not to nominate him for the Supreme Court?
Nevada.
Correct. Which company acknowledged that some of its employees had spied on critics by posing as animal rights activists?
Pass.
Which Mizzou professor has been fired for her confrontation with student journalists during an on-campus protest last year?
Clanker.
Her name is Quick, Melissa Quick. Back to the one-pointer. Which TV show's fictional president had his painting hung in the National Portrait Gallery this week?
I don't know.
How about the company that had employees spying on animal rights activists? That company is SeaWorld, and the TV show is House of Cards with Kevin Spacey as President Frank Underwood. They actually put up his picture, a portrait, an oil painting of him in the National Portrait Gallery, probably to promote the fact that the new season is coming out on Netflix in a couple of weeks. So let's see how you did here, GW. You got Kansas for two and Nevada for three, and that's where it stopped. So you only got 5 points, and as you know on the Harris Challenge, when you don't win, you have to suffer some punishment.
Oh, I love it. I wanted some more Barry Manilow today anyway.
Well, I don't have Barry Manilow, but we were talking earlier in the show about how we think Sylvester Stallone is going to win an Academy Award on Sunday night for a supporting role in Creed. So we thought, well, what can we go to from Sly? And then we said, well, what about that time Sly sang in a movie he did with Dolly Parton called Rhinestone?
Goodness.
There's that I went out honky-tonk.
Tempo up a little bit.
Dressed up in my very best. Looking for an evening's pleasure.
Let's get good.
Nothing more and nothing less.
All right, okay. You know, it actually sounds exactly like your impression of him.
Yeah.
No. You sing better than he. Oh. You're a professional musician. That's Sly Stallone, for goodness sake. GW, I'm sorry you didn't win. Hope you and the family have a good weekend. Thank you for playing. Here's our next contestant. Hello, Denise.
Hi.
Take 5 seconds and plug something.
I just want to wish everybody a great weekend. The weather's supposed to be halfway decent, so hopefully everybody has a good time.
Yeah, it's going to be in the 60s this weekend. Looking forward to that. Which category would you like? We have Leap This, Not Going to Win an Oscar, or You Call That the Best Picture?
Oh, Not Going to Win an Oscar.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock, Denise. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which of these is not nominated for Best Actor this weekend? Eddie Redmayne in The Danish Girl, Bryan Cranston in Trumbo, or Michael B. Jordan in Creed?
Michael B. Jordan.
Correct. Which of these is not nominated for Best Picture? Star Wars, The Force Awakens, The Martian, Brooklyn?
Star Wars.
Correct. Which of these is not nominated for Best Animated Feature? Shaun the Sheep, Alvin and the Chipmunks Road Chip, or Animalisa?
Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Correct. Which of these is not nominated for Best Director? Steven Spielberg for Bridge of Spies, Tom McCarthy for Spotlight, or Adam McKay for The Big Short?
Adam McKay.
Steven Spielberg. 5-pointer for the win. Which of these is not nominated for Best Actress? Charlotte Rampling in 45 Years, Brie Larson in Room, or Helen Mirren in A Woman in Gold?
Helen Mirren.
That is correct, Denise. You got yourself 11 points for the win. Nicely done.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Hang on, and Dan will tell you how you get your prizes, and I will meet our next contestant. Hello, Mike.
How you doing, Paul?
Good. 5 seconds to plug something.
Well, just looking forward to babysitting the grandkids today.
All right. Which category would you like? Leap This, You Call That the Best Picture, or our new third category, Oscar, Oscar, Oscar?
Oscar, Oscar, Oscar.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock, Mike. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Two actors have won acting Oscars after they died. Name one of them.
Pass.
In 1994, who became the first woman and first African-American to host the Oscars?
That's the wrong category. Pass. Yeah.
Who was the last actor to win Oscars in consecutive years?
Tom Hanks.
Correct. Which actress was nominated for a record 12 Oscars from 1932 to 1981, winning 4 of them?
Jack Nicholson.
Katharine Hepburn. Bob Hope hosted the Oscars a record 18 times. Who is second on the list, having hosted 8 times? We need one of the actors who died before they got the award. That would be Peter Finch for Network in 1977 and Heath Ledger for The Dark Knight in 2008. The first African-American and first woman to host the Oscars was Whoopi Goldberg. You said Jack Nicholson. He has been nominated 12 times, but the question was which actress was nominated 12 times and won 4 of them. That's Katharine Hepburn. Her 4 is the most any actress has ever won. And Bob Hope had 18 Oscar hosting times. Billy Crystal did it 8 times. So let's see here. Mike, all you got was Tom Hanks, who won back-to-back years for Philadelphia and Forrest Gump. And that means you only get 3 points. And thus, this punishment from Sly and Dolly.
And I was looking rather dashing.
wishes. Not to try and feel it fine. Not a thought of something less.
Surprises wasn't nominated for Best Song.
Just to fill it up some empty time.
And I was a chicken.
It's a big drop off from him to her, isn't there? She's terrible compared to him. Mike, I hope you have a great weekend. Thanks so much for playing.
Thanks.
You're very welcome. Here's our fourth contestant. Hi, Chris.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Go ahead and plug something.
You guys said, yes, last week there was a plug that was hilarious, and then all week I was trying to figure out what that plug was. Do you remember what it was?
I can't even remember what we were talking about 2 minutes ago, let alone last week. No, I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. That's not why I called, though.
Okay. Did you have something you wanted to plug?
No, not really. I just...
All right.
Like I said, there was a plug last week that was hilarious, and I thought maybe you'd remember.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you get a chance, go to harrisonline.com. That's my website. Okay. You can go to the Harris Challenge archives on there and listen back to last week and enjoy it again.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Which category do you want? There are two left. You can have Leap This, or You Call That the Best Picture.
Does Leap This have something to do with leap, the word leap in it, or what?
Yes, exactly right. Would you like that category?
Let's try that one.
Okay.
What the heck?
60 seconds on the clock, Chris. Let's play the Harris Challenge.
Thank you.
Who said there is one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind?
Armstrong.
Correct. What TV series starred Scott Bakula and Dean Stockwell?
Oh, man.
Got the word leap in it.
Yeah.
Alan Eustace set the record for highest leap when he dove from a balloon at 135,000 feet above Earth. Approximately how many miles is that?
How many feet, you said?
135,000. You want to pass?
35.
It's 25 and a half.
25 and a half.
What do they call a horse race where both the horse and jockey have to leap over ditches and hurdles?
Equestrian.
And there's a specific name for that kind of race.
Equestrian jump?
Steeplechase.
Sleep?
Steeplechase. Okay. What movie about a religious con man starred Steve Martin and Deborah Winger? Oh, that was called Leap of Faith. And the Scott Bakula Dean Stockwell TV show was Quantum Leap. So you got one for Neil Armstrong. This is one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. But that's all, Chris. And so I will do you a favor, though. You're probably sick of that Sly and Dolly song, right?
Yes, I am.
Oh, good, because I have another one.
With your power, if you don't have some understanding.
Okay. Dan, how many times have we made the point that just putting a chorus in behind a bad singer doesn't make the song better?
No, it doesn't. It does not.
Oh, Chris, I hope you have a good weekend. Thanks for playing.
Thank you.
And now here to help us avoid a quadruple punishment Friday is our final contestant. Hello, Dave.
Hello, how are you today, guys?
We're doing just fine. You got anybody you want to say hello to?
Oh, absolutely. I have a lot of people I'd like to say hello to, but I'd like to plug myself. I run a company called BKB Services. I'm a local furniture maker, and I feature Royal Wood Custom Cabinetry.
Okay. While you were doing that, we were scrolling the names of the people you wanted to thank, just like at the Academy Awards. So that all got in there. Dave, we have one category left. It's called You Call That the Best Picture?
Evidently. Let's see what I can do.
60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What was the first animated feature to be named Best Picture? Was it Up, Toy Story, or Beauty and the Beast?
Toy Story.
Beauty and the Beast. Three movies have each won 11 Academy Awards. Name one of them.
Yeah.
What was the first sequel to win Best Picture?
Men in Black 2.
Godfather 2. Only three Westerns have been named Best Picture. For 2 points each, name two of them.
Yeah.
Five-pointer, what is the only X-rated movie to win an Oscar for Best Picture?
It was
in 1969. All right, we're back to the movies that each won 11 Academy Awards. Just name one of them.
Titanic.
Titanic is correct. The other two were Ben-Hur and The Lord of the Rings, Return of the King. As I mentioned, Godfather 2 was the first sequel to win Best Picture 2. Dan, do you know what the second one was?
No.
Police Academy 2.
Really?
I
wow.
I would have known that one.
The three westerns are Cimarron in 1931, Dances with the Wolves in 1990, and The Unforgiven in 1992.
They have a new movie coming out, the Kris Jenner story. It's Ben Him.
Mm-hmm. And the only X-rated movie. Now, when I say X-rated movie won an Academy Award, people don't believe me. They think, what are you talking about, like The Devil and Miss Jones or Deep Throat or something like that? Nope. The movie was called Midnight Cowboy with Dustin Hoffman and John Voight. And at that time, X-rated movies were not triple X-rated movies. They were just what we now call NC-17 movies. But it is the only one to ever win the Oscar for Best Picture. Hmm. Dave, let's see how you did here. You got 2 points for Titanic, and it fell apart from there.
I apologize. Well, you know, I'm going to have to get punished. Let's go.
Okay.
Stay out of
I like a man who's willing to take his punishment.
Baby, if you can't take the heat.
Whoa.
If you want it.
Wow.
Come on and get it.
Good. Hey, guys.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Yeah, Dave. I'm sorry, say that again.
That I build better furniture than I do answer a trivia question.
You did, right there.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. Okay, that's enough. Dave, have a great weekend. Thank you very much. That's the Harris Challenge for this week. As I mentioned, you can get previous editions of it on my website, harrisonline.com, or come back here and play a fresh new edition next Friday right around 5:15, exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS. And you can always listen via our free KTRS app.